places dug out underneath the ground.
Cellars.
That's what they call them. Mm-hmm. Did they ever use the word cave?
Oh, yeah. But most of the caves are smaller. The distinction between a cellar and a cave is smaller.
Okay. How big were these cellars?
Well, that all depends on what they're used for, whether they were potato cellars or whether they was just a ordinary winter cellar to keep you from freezing, like fruits and vegetables and things like that, and potatoes. But a farmer cellar was never as big as a commercial potato cellar.
Now, were those ever used for protection in the winter?
Oh, in slack owned areas. Now, that's a different situation. They are caves, too. But here, that's few and far between. Very seldom have a cyclone. And so, most of the people don't even have that kind of a cave.
I see. Okay. And you would call this house, you'd say, this is our...
home.
Is there a difference between a house and a home?
Well, I suppose there would be, but as far as use, no.
Okay. All right. If you were to sweep the floor, you'd use a
vacuum cleaner or a broom or whatever you want.
Okay, that's great. Now, in this house, is there a place out in front or out in back where you can go and sort of sit on?
On the porch, you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what you call it, is a porch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what would you call shades on rollers that you would pull down?
Oh, awning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that would be outside the house or inside?
Mm-hmm. No, it's outside, the awning.
And inside, what would you call that?
Oh, curtains.
That you'd pull down?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The curtains either pull down or slide, whichever way you want them.
Okay. What would you call the central heating unit for the house?
Forced air. Is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be the furnace then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have storm windows here?
Yeah. Still got them on. There's an auxiliary window outside of the window. And Roy says, really, maybe I'm a little different than everybody else. See, I've also got solar heat up there.
Really?
And that works real good, too. But since the price of natural gas has gone out of sight and the wood's farther away, and not only that, you know, all of that dollars put in that fireplace, a good old GI stove would put out more heat than that cotton picking fireplace, and you'd be more comfortable too. And so that's why we have converted to solar. And the only bad thing about solar is when it's a real dark, rainy day and no sunshine, it don't work.
Okay. Now, if you have a basement in this house,
mm-hmm.
What do you usually go down to get down?
The stairs.
Okay. Do you have any other terms for that?
No. Well, some people say steps, but ours is stairs.
Okay.
And it's got a handrail, too, if that's your real over handrail.
Okay. And you mentioned some of these pieces of here in this room.
Oh, okay. The settee, a chair, TV, with a bicycle there, organ.
Okay, and the settee is what?
Well, it's a couch. Is that what you're looking for?
Which do you think you would use more frequently? You'd use the word settee?
Well, a couch generally is one that you can sleep on, and that's a damn poor sleeping chair there, I'll tell you for sure.
Okay, let's see. And you mentioned, what would you store clothes in your room?
Well, we have a hamper.